Welcome back to the Parsha Podcast. Here we are in Chamishi of Parshas Bamidbar, Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe Bamidbar Sinai Lemor. Pekod es b'nei Levi, levei savosam, lemishpachosam, kol zocha mi ben chodesh v'mala tifkedem. Count the b'nei Levi in accordance with fathers' houses, in accordance with their families. All males from a month and older, you shall count them. Rashi says, why is this a month? What's the reasoning for this? As long as they're a month old, they are considered viable life, and they are counted as guardians of the holy districts. Then he cites the opinion of Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Shalom, from the Midrash Tanchuma, saying that you might think that we could count them even if they were just fetuses, as Yocheved was counted as a fetus as she went down to Mitzrayim. She, of course, is a daughter of Levi. Therefore, we might be able to count them as fetuses. Vevkodosa Moshe al pi Hashem kasher tzuva. And Moshe counted them in accordance with Hashem as well, like he commanded. Rashi says, according to the word of Hashem, well, we have to say this over here. Moshe said to Kadosh Baruch Hu, how am I supposed to go into everybody's house to count all of their children? Hashem said, you do your part, and I'll do my part. Moshe went and stood at the entrance of the tent, and the Shekhinah went before him, and a bas kol would ring out and would say, this is how many children are in this tent. Hence, it says, al pi Hashem, in accordance with Hashem's word, literally his word. The bas kol is what's speaking to him. That's why it says, in accordance with Hashem's word. And the double entendre Rashi picks up on, that it means both by his command and by his word. As a result, the Midrash reacts to both of these phrases. V'yu Ela v'nei Levi b'shmosam Gershon u'kahas u'mirari. And these are the children of Levi, with their names being Gershon, Kahas, and Merari. V'ela shmos b'nei Gershon l'mishpachosam Livni v'shimi. Gershon's sons with their families were Livni and Shimi. V'nei Kahas l'mishpachosam Amram v'Yitzar Chevron v'Uziah. The children of Kahas, with their families, are Amram, Yitzhar, Chevron, and Uziel. V'nei Merar, l'mishpachosam, Machli, Mushi, Elahem, mishpachos Halevi, l'veis avosam. And the children of Merari, in accordance with their families, are Machli, Mushi, and these are the families of Levi, in accordance with their father's houses. Pikudehem b'mispar kol, Zachum ibn Chodesh, v'mala, Pikudehem shivas, alafim, v'chamesh meyas. Their counting was a number of all males from a month and above. Their counting was 7,500. Mishpachos Gershuni Achrei Mishkan Yachanu Yama. The family of Gershon would camp behind the Mishkan in the west. Unasives Av LeGershuni El Yosef Ben Lael. And the prince of the house of the fathers of Gershon was El Yosef, son of Lael. Umishmeres b'nei Gershon ba'ohel moed mishkan va'ohel michsehu masach pesach ha'ohel moed. And the appointed guardianship of the children of Gershon in the tent of meeting, the mishkan and the tent, its covering, and the covering of the entrance of the ohel moed. Rashi says this means to take care of all the fabrics, the lowest yirios, ohel being the yirios of made out of wool, as the top cover, the elim and tachashim skins, the michsehu, and the covering of the entrance, those curtains. V'keli hachatzer, v'es masach pesach hachatzer, asher al hamishkan, v'al mizbech saviv, v'es misrav, v'chol avodaso. And the curtains of the chatzer of the mishkan, and the curtains of the covering of the opening to the chatzer of the mishkan, and the coverings of the mizbeach that go around it, and the cords that secure it for all of the parts of it, except for the securing ropes of the chatzer, which are done by Merari. We'll speak about them later. The kahat ha-mishpacha ha-amrami, mishpachas ha-yitzari, mishpachas ha-chevroni, mishpachas ha-azrieli, elahem mishpachos ha-kahati. And from Kahat's family, consisting of Amram's family, Yitzhar's family, Chevron's family, Uziel's family, these are the Kahat families. B'mispar kol zachum yibin chodesh v'lamala shmonas alafim v'sheish me'os shomer mishmeres ha'kodesh. and the number of all of the males of over a month and above are 8,600, and they also had their duties in the guarding of the Kodesh. Mishpachos b'nei Kehas yachnu al yerach hamishkan temana, and the families of Kehas would camp on the side of the Mishkan, which is to the south. Unasi v'esav l'mishpachos ha-Kehasi el-Itzofan ben Uziel, and the prince of the father's house of the families of Kehas is el-Itzofan, son of Uziel. Mishpartam Aaron v'ashulchan v'menorah v'mizbachos u'chle ha-Kodesh asher yishrasu b'hem v'masach l'chol avuraso. Their job was to take care of the Aaron and the Shulchan and the Menorah, all of the Mizbechos, and their holy vessels that are used for them, and the covering and all of its avoda. Rashi says the covering is the Paroches, which covers the entrance to the between the Kodesh and the Kodesh Kedoshim. Unasi Nisiei Halevi Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen Pekudash Shomei Mishmeres HaKodesh, and the prince of the princes of Levi was Elazar, son of Aaron, a Kohen, and his command over all of the guardians of the holy guardianship. Rashi says, why is he the prince of the princes? Which means he is in charge of all of them. He was the foreman. The Pukudas Meshamre Mishmeres means he was in charge, he was a foreman over everything, how the everything would be set up. Limerari, Mishpachas Hamachli, Mishpachas Hamushi, Elahem Mishpachos Merari. Merari's families were Machli, Mushi. These are the Merari families. Ufekudehem Vemispar Kol Zachar Mibin Chodesh Vemala Sheshes Alafim Umasayim. And their count of all of the males of over a month and above was 6,200. Unasi beis av the mishpachos Merari, Tzuriel ben Avichael al yerach mishkan yachnu tzafona, and the prince of the father's house of the families of Merari was Tzuriel son of Avichael. He camped on the northern flank of the Mishkan. Ukudas mishmeres beis Merari karshi hamishkan ubrichav v'amudav v'adinav v'chol kelav v'chol avodaso, and the Merari family was in charge of the boards and the planks and the posts and the sockets and all of the vessels and all of its avoda. Amudi achatzer savi v'adnehem v'yisrusam u'misrehem, and the pillars of the chatzer, the posts of the chatzer, and their sockets and their tent pegs and their securing lines. V'achonim lifnei ha-mishkan kedma lifnei ohal moed mizracha Moshe v'Aaron uvanov shomrim mishmeres ha-kodesh l'mishmeres b'nei Yisrael v'azara ha-karev yumas. And those who camped right in front of the Mishkan's opening to the east before the ohal moed, Moshe and Aaron and his sons guarding their guardianship of the Mikdash and the service of Bnei Yisrael, and the stranger who would come close would die. Rashi says, Moshe, Aaron, and the children, because it was closest to the flag of the camp of Yehuda, and those who camp with him, Yisachar and Zebulun. As the phrase goes, it's good, Tov Tzadik, Tov L'Shcheino, it's good to be a neighbor to a Tzadik. Since they were next to Moshe, they learned Torah and became great in Torah. Yehuda, the children of Yisachar, we know, were the heads of Sanhedrin, the children of Zebulun as well. V'chol pikudei ha-Levim asher pakad Moshe v'Aaron al pi Hashem l'mishpachosam kol zachar mibein chodesh v'mala shnayim v'esrim aleph. All of the counting of the Levim that Moshe and Aaron counted in accordance with the word of Hashem, in accordance with their families, all males of over a month in age and above, they were 22,000. She says that there are dots over the name Aaron because he was not called to count the Levim. She says within this count, we see that there are 300 people missing. It should be 22,300. Where are the extra 300 people? Rashi quotes the Gemara in Bechoros. It says that those Levim were Bechorim, so they were counted already in that direction, and they did not need to be counted again.